The team at Violent Gentlemen saw what I could do at their weekly skate and decided it was time to make our relationship official. Proud to announce the newest sponsor of the Eat 'Em Up podcast, Orange County's finest Violent Gentlemen Hockey Club.
Get ready for some hot takes, off-the-wall topics, and candid conversations with current and former players. It's time for Eat 'Em Up with Emerson Edom.
Welcome, Ducks fans, to Eat 'Em Up. Call or text. We want to hear from you. Call or text 714-940-2950. That's 714-940-2950. Do I need to say it again? Call or text us. We'd love to just hear anything. Hear what you bought last from the team store. You got a new Mac T jersey, new Leo jersey, and the new sleek, a little bit darker orange now. See, it's a darker tint on the orange. Let me hear. I want to hear from you. And we'd love to air it and just elaborate on it, talk about it. And thanks for your continued support. We have a locked and loaded. We have an umbo show. I use that term. Oh, I don't know, some of our first episode umbo, unbelievable show coming at you. We're going to start with a very, very special guest, Zach Boychuk. Let's run it. Welcoming into the Eat 'Em Up program, we got former Western Leaguer, Zach Boychuk. And Zach's also a veteran of 127 National Leaguer games. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing good. Still grinding, still playing. So going into my 16th year this year and just trying to keep up with the young guys now.
Oh, for sure. And tell the audience where you're at now. Where are you playing and are you having fun?
Yeah, so currently I'm in a preseason tournament. I'm in the middle of nowhere, Czech Republic, actually where the original Budweiser beer came from, which is a little fact. But no, I'm with Eisbären Berlin, one of the top clubs in Germany in the DEL, and this is going to be my fifth year with that team. And we've been on a pretty good run the last 4 years. We've won three out of the last four and trying to get another one and keep the career going.
No big deal. Three out of the last four. And so you're not going outside of the hotel room, I take it, where you are? I mean, middle of the nowhere right now. You don't go out past 6 p.m. or what?
It was pretty hot out today. We went to the pool and just kind of hung out. A few of the boys went to go watch the other teams play at the game. But for me, I'd rather go out, kind of see the city a little bit, maybe have a beer with dinner later and just kind of hang out.
And for those of you that didn't know this, the beer is cheaper there than water, correct?
Yeah, for sure. Like it's crazy. It's like 50 cents pretty much to get a beer here.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So let's talk about some of our Western League days and, you know, no corny questions coming up. Let's cut right to the chase. Where did the boys like to sauce it up? Where do the boys like to go out post game? Where was a spot? Did your coach not allow you to go out? Just elaborate on that.
Yeah, in Lethbridge, we were running a tight ship during the season. We had curfew at, I think it was 10 or maybe 11,
boo,
something like that. No bars during the season until...
That's not junior hockey. I'm sorry, Zach. Junior hockey.
It wasn't like old Willie Desjardins in Medicine Hat where he kind of let you guys run a little bit.
We ran. So, okay. So, wow. Running a tight. So curfew calls. And who was your coach? Who did you have your time in Lethbridge?
Yeah, it started with Lindsay Hofford my first year. And then he got fired halfway through. And then Mike Dick came in and he runs a tight ship. But I think even before then, the guys weren't really allowed to go to the big bars. So we'd maybe go to like Boston Pizza or go to like a bowling alley and have a couple. And then if you weren't home by curfew for that call, you'd get in big trouble and that happened to me once or twice where I had 8 o'clock curfew for about 2 weeks.
Zach. Hey, how was your just time on ice there? I mean, you talked about a little bit about the coaches. By the way, was that your call, the axing of the first coach there? Did you make that decision?
No, there was a few different things, but I was just a 16-year-old kid coming in, and I liked them, actually. I was playing a lot and playing on the power play, but we were on a road trip home from Vancouver, and I can't even remember. It was so long ago at the time, but they were upset after the game, and I think something happened, like they didn't give us food for the way home or something like that. Jeez. And that just, that was it for the first coach.
Didn't, that's pretty ruthless. Though, I mean, those bus rides are long, especially, I don't know if it's the one freeway, the three, you know, they got these low numbers on their freeway. You know, we were traveling from Kootenai back to Medicine Hat. And I don't know if you remember our former play-by-play color. He did it all. Bob Ridley. He also drove our bus. So this guy would drive us to the game, get off, call the game, and drive us back. And it was is unbelievable. Unbelievable. He was unbelievable. He just Bob Ridley. He was something else. And what else when you think back to your junior days, Zach? I mean, Billet family. What were some of your favorite moments out there in the Western League?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in Lethbridge. I mean, it's only 2 hours away from my hometown in Calgary, so I was able to get back and forth and see my family a little bit. My dad came to almost every home game that I had in Lethbridge, so that was nice. But no, we had good teams too. Like we made a couple of long runs in the playoffs. We went all the way to the finals the one year with against Spokane and ended up losing, but just had a couple of good teams, some good teammates. It was nice to get the call up to the World Juniors teams for a couple of years and win a couple of gold medals. So those are kind of the glory days for me. What a way to start your I guess semi-pro career. We got paid a little bit, maybe like $50 every 2 weeks.
Just take it right to the Nino. Try to triple it. Hey, yeah. 108 or whatever every 2 weeks. And sometimes you lose it and you're without gas for the week. It's crushing.
Yeah.
Just what's going on now? And you're a kind of a social media celeb here. Our producer, Steph, for Eat 'Em Up, he mentioned that one of the ways that you might have gained a lot of traction was through following just a ton of people. Is that true? Or is yeah. Steph lying again?
That's what I did back in the day. I basically, well, my first couple of years. So I ended up meeting a girl in Calgary. This was like later on in my career or later on in my social media career. And she was like, oh, yeah, like I use Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all this stuff for my business. She's like, you should use it for marketing. You should use it to interact with fans. And I'm like, well, I have a Twitter account, but I don't really do anything with it. Like I got a couple followers from, you know, being in Carolina and whatever. So one summer I just decided, okay, I'm going to go all into this. I started tweeting more. And then on the bus, I would manually like be following back the fans that followed me. And I noticed they would get lots of like interaction and it was kind of cool for a little while. So then it was literally every bus trip just kept clicking the button. And then I found a bot basically clicked the button for me. So once I went to Pittsburgh, I think James Neal sent a tweet out for me and he got me like 40,000 followers in one day. So I was like, okay, so now I can really grow it. So I was using this bot and then using some of the other guys in the league to kind of grow it. And at one point, I think with the bot, I was following 10 or 20,000 people a day within one quick click of a button. So
just
it grew pretty quick after that.
And greasier, just as you just kept on. Well, you were riding a huge wave. I mean, what a bone tossed from James Neal there. He's a beauty. I heard he's a great guy. I've never met him.
The real deal, James Neal. Yeah, he's one of a kind. A lot of good stories back in the day, I'm sure.
Just looking at your Instagram, at least, owner of ZB Fit. What's ZB Fit?
Yeah, that was kind of a little COVID project. So everybody's at home, not doing much. I didn't have a contract at the time. So me and my sister kind of drew up some programs that people were able to work out from home. And I don't really do it as much anymore. I'm kind of back playing and focused on other things, but was a good little thing to help some people working out at home who wanted to. It was mostly like beer leaguers. There was a couple younger kids that wanted some programs, but maybe something for me to do later down the career once I'm retired.
Got it. And Snapchat, Zach Boychuk, or at Zach Boychuk. They use ats on Snapchat. I don't even have a Snapchat. So at Zach Boychuk. What are you Snapchatting these days? I haven't been on that forever now.
Yeah, I just have group chats with my buddies and with my family. Not on Snapchat as much. It's mostly Twitter for me and Instagram. And I haven't really made the move over to TikTok yet. So maybe that's a plan to do that later in the future.
That's next on the bucket list. How about Twitter? What are you political? You're not doing any political tweets, are you?
No, none of that. I think I tweeted once or twice, like maybe 8 years ago about it and got a huge backlash. So I was like, I got to stay away from that. Now it's just crypto and some hockey highlights and sports. So
there we go. Crypto, high risk, high reward.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's right. Let me know if you need fitness plans. You end off with in your bio. What fitness plans? So you get some of your following to just DM you and you just give them a plan?
Yeah, that was the ZB Fit, owner of ZB Fit project. And I should probably take that out of my bio now because I'm not making any fitness plans.
Hey, Zach, really appreciate you joining Eat 'Em Up. Any other shout outs, any other plugs that you want to toss out there?
No, I mean, I love playing against you back in the day. You're what, a 92 born?
I'm 92 born, yep.
So I would have caught you in my maybe last year or two of junior, and remember playing against you a little bit in the American League and NHL. So thanks for having me on.
Hey, all the best, Zach, and we'd love to have you back. Hopefully we have you back sometime soon. Let's keep in touch. Thanks for hopping on.
Sounds good, man. Have a good one.
If you love today's content, then I'd love for you to take a trip over to VGHC.com or stop by their Costa Mesa flagship store to see what the club is cooking up for hockey fans worldwide. Wow. Zach, what a talented player. What a talented player. Look, it doesn't matter. You play one game in the show. You play 200. You play 500. It's an honor to put on a National Hockey League sweater. And Zach Boychuk is continuing on his career in Europe, as he talked about, a lot of success. And that's not an easy. I mean, those leagues over there, they got some serious talent. They got some players that have had great numbers, even in the National Hockey League. And some of them just want to be closer to home. And just speaking of my time, my short stint in Lugano, where just the best thing that happened to me there was getting the Maserati car that they tossed out to the players. Nice. The four imports got Maserati. So that was fun ripping around the lake there, but I just didn't have a good showing. Five games, donuts, I think, across the board, if I can remember correctly. So not pretty. It's not easy. It's not easy because those guys are so skilled. That's all they do. They barely, I don't say barely hit, you know, maybe some of the Eastern European countries. Zach, as he mentioned, he's in Czech Republic there. It's got to be a heavier league, right? The Eastern European. I tell you what, I went to a Czech, I think it's like the Extra Liga or Super Liga, whatever they call it, back maybe, was that 15 years ago? Maybe even 17 years ago now. I took a trip to Czech Republic when I was at Shattuck St. Mary's. And we went to a game. I don't know. I think it was Sparta, Praha. I'm just tossing it out here. Hopefully I'm correct. And in another team. And both sides of the rink were shouting. Half was shouting to the other side. And then that side would shout to the other. It was back and forth shouting. in an orchestrated manner. And those fans out there, they are just relentless, hectic. And it was fun. It was fun hockey. Great atmospheres over there. It's not an easy game. And a lot of skilled players, whether they had success here in the National Hockey League or you know, maybe mid-level success. Look, there's top-tier talent. And, I mean, he's one of them. He is on a successful club. So thanks, Zach. We cannot wait to have you back on Eat 'Em Up. Once again, number to call, 714-940-2950. 714-940-2950. Another very important news, Ducks news for that matter. This is all, of course, from AnaheimDucks.com. It's just, it's the best. It's the best journalism. And you got it right there. AnaheimDucks.com. The Ducks announced that the club will participate in the 7-team rookie face-off tournament hosted by the Los Angeles Kings from September 13th through the 16th. The tournament will coincide with Anaheim Ducks rookie camp beginning Thursday, September 12th at Great Park Ice. Camp schedule and roster to be announced at a later date. The 10-game 2024 rookie face-off will be held at Toyota Sports Performance Center in El Segundo, California. I hate to say it, Great Park any day. I just, that's what I'm going to say it. I'm going to stick to it. Great Park Ice. It's phenomenal. The architecture is pristine and we got the best practice facility. I'm going to go ahead and say it nationwide. Each game of the tournament will be streamed live online at AnaheimDucks.com. And the games, check this out, will feature DuckStream's play-by-play broadcaster, the legend, the GOAT, Steve Carroll, and your boy, Emmer. Ticket information for the 2024 rookie face-off will be announced at a later date as well on Friday, September 13th at 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. Mark your calendars. I just said it. Our Ducks take on Colorado. The second game has our troops squaring off against San Jose on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Then last but not least, Ducks finish off the rookie face-off on Monday at 3:30 p.m. versus L.A. Boo! Come on, let's hear it. Boo! The Ducks have revealed the club's 2024-25 promotional schedule presented by Ticketmaster, featuring 20 giveaway and theme nights at Honda Center. How about this? All fans in attendance for opening night, October 16th, versus Utah, will receive a Jersey Rally towel. That's straight heat right there, presented by Ticketmaster in celebration of the club's new uniform. The first 10,000 fans in attendance at select games throughout the season will enjoy various exclusive giveaways, including a special pen November 25th for Seattle and two unique player bobbleheads to be revealed at a later date, January 21st versus Florida and March 11th versus Washington. The three giveaways in November will include a trucker hat presented by Hernandez Brand Salsa during the club's Dia de Muertos celebration. November 3rd, presented by Southern California McDonald's, a military cap presented by Pacific Premier Bank in honor of Military Appreciation Night, November 10th, and a Native American Heritage Night hat presented by San Manuel Band of Mission Indians on November 15th. The club will also celebrate Lunar New Year with a Year of the Snake giveaway shirt, February 4th. I love that Lunar New Year game. I just do. Another notable date is Wild Wing. Come on. Listen to this. Wild Wings Halloween Bash, October 22nd, celebrating the franchise's beloved mascot and the upcoming holiday. Also, Women in Sports Night. That's another great night. That's one of my favorites as well. December 6th, Star Wars Night, December 18th, Angels Night, January 7th, and Pride Party, March 7th. This is my favorite of all. Listen to this. Five Heroes Nights. The club will host Military Appreciation Night, presented by Pacific Premier Bank, November 10th. Law Enforcement Appreciation Night, December 1st. Fire and Rescue Appreciation Night, March 1st. Educator Appreciation Night, March 14th, and Healthcare Professionals Appreciation Night, March 28th. Nice. Each night will highlight and celebrate community heroes with signature Anaheim Ducks traditions, including Salute to Those Who Serve, presented by Pacific Premier Bank, Community Spotlight, Zamboni Rides, you know, all the fun during intermissions, video scoreboard recognition, and many other activities. The club will also host their annual community theme nights to support a variety of charitable partners across Orange County and Orange Country. Now, you know it. Know it, rep it, including Chalk Day, March 30th, and Green Night, presented by Arrowhead Water, April 9th. The team will paint it lavender on November 5th to help in the fight against cancer on the team's annual Hockey Fights Cancer Night, presented by UCI Health, which raises awareness for the league-wide initiative. There's so much fun. Look, all the info you need is on AnaheimDucks.com/promotions, but AnaheimDucks.com. Find out how to be an Orange Alliance season ticket member. Let's go. Let's go. That's all you. That's on AnaheimDucks.com. We appreciate your support. We really do. The Ducks have partnered with Apparent Media Co. Inc., owner of Victory Plus and Fox 11 Plus, KCOP Channel 13, to stream and televise all regional Ducks games free of charge, beginning with the 2024-25 NHL season. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. I mean, look at the counties. These are the television territory. Orange Country. I can't, I read the Orange County. No, Orange Country, Los Angeles County, boo. Riverside County, San Bernardino County, San Diego County, Imperial County, Santa Barbara County, Ventura County, and Hawaii can enjoy games free of charge and additional content wherever they are on their preferred device. Hey, that's big news. That's huge news. News and notes from around the National League, the best league in the world. And I tell you what, it's been some time. We have a lot to get to here. Stan Bowman quotes, "Nothing negative to report regarding Draisaitl contract talks." So there you have it. Kayla Douglas has this one. Detroit Red Wings head coach Derek Lalonde plans to count on franchise cornerstones Lucas Raymond and Moritz Seider a little more next season. Those two, the role they'll play on our team, I think it will be a little increased role with our leadership too, he said. According to Detroit Free Press, Helen St. James, she also goes on to say, that's something we talked about with those two over the summer. Predicting who will fill the NHL six captain vacancies. This one was brought up by Josh Wegman here. Anaheim Ducks, last captain, Ryan Getzlaff from 2010 to 2022. This dude's prediction, Mason McTavish. Mac T. Hey, who knows? We always hear it, right? It's brought up. It's fun to talk about. Hey, I like so-and-so because he does this, this, and this. I've heard good things in the locker room about, Leo, all these guys. So it's fun to talk about, fun to speculate. And we just know that the Anaheim Ducks, our team, they're going to pick the right choice. Trust the process. And so there you had it. That's his prediction. Mac T. We shall see. How about the Buffalo Sabres? Last captain, Kyle Okposo from 2022 to 2024. We got a prediction here. Rasmus Dahlin. That was his prediction. Chicago Blackhawks. Last captain, Jonathan Toews, 2028 to 2023. This journalist's prediction, Connor Bedard. That's been talked about lately a lot. So, hey, this is That's one of the more juicier ones. That's one of the more interesting ones. Do they go young and do they go with their guy already at that the ripe young age? He is doing big things, and we got our guy, Leo. Leo picked right after him. He's got just so much upside. We've talked about it lots on this show. And Josh Wegman here, I mean, he's bringing up some interesting points. We got Seattle Kraken last captain, Mark Giordano, 2021-2022 prediction, Yanni Gord. We shall see. Tampa Bay Lightning, last captain, Steven Stamkos. Oh, that got a little interesting there, that departure. 2014 to 2024, prediction, Victor Hedman. Makes sense. Utah Hockey Club, last captain, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, 2018 to 2021, prediction, Clayton Keller. He's their guy, so you got to go with your guy. Report, Matthews replacing Tavares as Leafs captain. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Done deal. Lightning begin process for sale with value close to 2 billionaires. Whoa, the Tampa Bay Lightning. And this one's from Josh Wegman, our buddy again. Started a multi-stage sale process that will value the organization at close to $2 billion, sources told Sportsnet Elliot Friedman. While the deal isn't done, Doug Ostrover is believed to be the purchaser. Friedman added the co-founder and co-CEO of Blue Owl Capital, Ostrover, has a net worth of $2.8 billion. And Jeff Vinnick, the current owner, I mean, he's done some great things. You know, what was the report? He bought that franchise for $170 million, if I'm not mistaken, around that number. And he turned it into two billionaires, and that's pretty impressive. So all the props to him. Reportedly keep a significant ownership stake. This is, of course, Jeff, as part of the new group, and will retain full control of the franchise for several years. So he's going to continue to cook out there in the East Coast. Josh Wegman, again, Nashville Predators traded center Cody Glass, a 2025 third-round pick and a 2026 sixth-round pick to the Pittsburgh Penguins for forward Jordan Frasca. Glass carried a cap hit of $2.5 million and will be a restricted free agent in 2025. He had a pretty big season, you know, relatively speaking, or at least for kind of his career two seasons ago. Then last season, he dipped a little bit, so we'll see. We'll see what he does there in Pittsburgh. Maybe he plays with my boy, Matt Nieto. Who knows? We shall see. Rangers broadcaster Sam Rosen, great voice. Got to give credit where credit's due. He's a legend. To retire after the 2024-25 season. That's big news. Our boy, Getsy. He joins the NHL Department of Player Safety. Big news. And, of course, I could have tossed that in our Ducks news, but This is big. This is league wide. This is news. When you talk about just a legend in Getsy joining the NHL Department of Player Safety. So congrats, Getsy. Rana reunites with the Capitals on a pro tryout contract. See if he can turn that into something. Turn that into a deal. Bruins RFA Jeremy Swayman. It'll work out, he says, about his contract talk. Bruins restricted free agent goaltender. Look, he's still unsigned. He says it's going to work out. So I guess we got to trust him. And look at this. He shared the crease with 2023 Vezina Trophy winner Linus Ullmark during the regular season, putting up a 25-10-8 record, .916 save percentage, and a 2.53 goals against average across 44 appearances. Look, you know, that look, great wins-loss record, .916. That's a great save percentage. And a 2.53. And look at who he shared the crease with. So it just goes, and what a tandem that is. And let's see. I mean, he's still unsigned, but I guess he feels both sides maybe that everything's, like he said, is going to work out. Head coach of the Colorado Avalanche, Jared Bednar. Look, Landeskog trying to return near the start of the season. What a big loss that's been. You talk about a guy like Gabriel Landeskog. Look, they don't win the cup without him. That's a huge loss. And the team was really good, even without him. So that's pretty darn scary. But we don't want to see anyone hurt. We just really don't. We don't want to see anyone hurt. We want to see everyone healthy and just playing a hard-nosed, physical, back-and-forth game. Canucks trade. Oh, Vasily. Podkolzin. And he's packing his bags and going to the Edmonton Oilers for a 2025 fourth-round pick. The team's just recently announced the draft pick originally belonged to the Ottawa Senators. The Canucks selected Podkolzin, 10th overall in the 2019 NHL draft. Oilers send CeCe. Yep, Cody CeCe. Third rounder to Sharks for Emberson. The Montreal Canadiens acquire Patrick Laine in a 2026 second round pick from the Columbus Blue Jackets for defenseman Jordan Harris. The team's also recently announced Oilers declined to match Blues offer sheets for Broberg and Holloway. We're going to talk about their the offer sheet situation. It just, why don't we ever hear it more? I mean, there are some restricted free agent ball players sitting unsigned, and I want to see some action. Flyers waive Johansson, citing material breach. Looks like those two are headed to court. I don't know. That's what I heard. Maybe, maybe not, but we'll see how that that plays out. Arbitration, right? Just try to agree. Meet in the middle. Oscar Klefbom. Hey, Steady D-Man officially announces his retirement. Kraken sign Matty Beniers to a 7-year extension with a $7.14 million cap hit. Sheesh. Beniers won the Calder Trophy as the league's top rookie after, look at this, a 24-goal and 57-point campaign. 80 games, 2022-23. Dropped a little bit. He dropped a little bit, 15 tallies last year, 37 points. But you just see it, right? You just see it. And a guy that's is not talked about enough. He's subtle. He carries the team in a lot of areas. Is continues to be Jordan Eberle. You never hear about him, but when you watch him, this guy's going, and he's still silky as he was in back in those Canadian World Junior days. Blue Jackets signed Cole Sillinger to a 2-year, $4.5 million deal. He's looking. It's like a prove it bridge deal. He's looking to just explore. He's a talented. He's a former Medicine Hat Tiger. Former Medicine Hat Tiger. So I got to give him just some love. Some love. Okay. We always we want our Medicine Hat Tigers to do well, especially if they're further away from the West Coast. Right? Right? Don't face them too often. So it's still, you know, we always want our Ducks to win, no matter what. But when we're not playing them, we want certain guys, including former Medicine Hat Tigers for me, to do well. Kyle Cushman, USA Hockey, named Philadelphia Flyers head coach John Tortorella and Pittsburgh Penguins assistant David Quinn as assistant coaches for the 2025 Four Nations Face-Off. They join Minnesota Wild bench boss John Hines as assistants to USA head coach Mike Sullivan, of course, of the Pittsburgh Penguins. How about this? Yurov Slavkovsky, Montreal, in quotations, a great place for Laine to restart career. Oh, ask me that in 20 games. Ask me that 2 weeks in. We'll see. We'll circle back on that one. We'll circle back on that one, because if you're not hacking it in Montreal, it's one of the bigger stages. Everyone loves you. Or if you're not hacking it, the media. And hey, for Slavkovsky, when we were in Montreal, he was making some unbelievable plays, just knew where to get to. And he was, and you have Suzuki, right? You have Suzuki feeding him just unbelievable passes. And look, I just think if he continues to get better, Caulfield, he continues to get better. Maybe something brewing. You got Line A coming in. Ask me at 2 weeks and we'll circle back. NHL GMs reluctant to use offer sheets. A waste opportunity. This one's Scott Stinson, referring to Doug Armstrong's joke that he would have submitted offer sheets for Philip Broberg and Dylan Holloway, even if his mother was the general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. It's been widely shared. Look, why isn't it used enough? These offer sheets. You have Marit Seider. You have Lucas Raymond out there, unsigned. I don't get it. And I'll leave it at that. I don't get it. And offer sheets on those two players. Hey, I think it's more of a gentleman's thing, right? GMs are, they want to help each other out because at the end of the day, they need breaks, right? So I think that that probably plays a part. You don't want to get on anyone's bad side. You need something at the trade deadline. Look, you don't want to certainly get on anyone's bad side. You know, that never helps. So, you know, rarely used maybe in that aspect. But, oh, there are some ball players still unsigned, restricted free agents, and who knows? A lot of these are they're gonna just play out, and we shall see. The Hughes Brothers grace cover of NHL 25. That's huge. Three brothers making the cover of a video game. That's really something. And they're hard workers. They really are. Sean O'Leary has this one. The Winnipeg Jets traded 2022 14th overall pick Rutger McGoorty to the Pittsburgh Penguins for forward prospect Braden Jaeger. Teams recently announced, and McGoorty was committed to the University of Michigan this coming season, but signed his entry-level contract with the Pittsburgh Penguins after the trade. His deal is for 3 years and carries an annual cap hit of $950,000 with performance bonuses available, according to Puckpedia. And that stings. That stings if you're the Winnipeg Jets. It really does, because he tells you he's going to another year of college and they just didn't trust the process. They wanted no part in the fact that he signs right after the trade. Sports. It's sports. It's gutless. It's ruthless. The AHL Board of Governors unanimously approved mandatory cut-resistant neck protection for the 2024-25 season. Look, if I was still playing, I'd wear it. I'd wear it. I just really would. I would, you know, you see guys like Oshie wear it, and Oshie's always got great sty. Oshie's always got great sty, and his neck guard, he almost adds it. It adds to his sty. Like, he looks really good, and he owns that War Road company there. And so they started making the neck guards, and they were selling out nonstop, and they continue to be a leader in that technology. If I'm not mistaken, it's proprietary. It's got some patents on that fabric. And so, whew, nice props to TJ Oshie getting it done both on and off the ice. This is from our good buddy Sean as well, the Nashville Predators trade goaltender Yaroslav Askarov, forward Nolan Burke, and a 2025 third-round pick to the San Jose Sharks for forward David Edstrom, goaltender Magnus Krona, and a 2025 conditional first-round pick. The teams they just announced, and San Jose, they right off the hop. Hey, you're our guy. Signed Askarov to a 2 year extension worth $2 million annually. Hey, if he's lights out for 2 years at $2 million, whew,
That's good. But hey, he's going to be facing like 70 shots per game there in San Jose. He just is. He just is. It's going to be a tough one. Look, he's currently got a 925. That's 925,000 cap hit. And look, we'll see. We'll see. Kayla Douglas, Canucks goaltender Thatcher Demko, isn't expected to be ready for training camp in Vancouver's preseason games in September as he works his way back from a knee injury. Sources told the Athletics' Thomas Drance and Rick Dollewall. Hey, look, that's a big loss, no matter how you cut it. And they went deep. They went deep. They exceeded expectations. I think I predicted them, didn't I? To go all. But, you know, I want to see my boy JT Miller do well. I just really do. He's a great guy, and he is a great player. Such a good player. Such a good player. Such a good shot. Can do a lot of good things. Not only well, but he plays hard. Kings re-signed goalie prospect Portillo to a three-year pact. This one's also from Kayla Douglas, Chicago Blackhawks goaltender. Laurent Brossoit is expected to be sidelined for 5 to 7 weeks after undergoing meniscus surgery on his right knee, the team recently announced. So, look, a lot of news. That was a lot of news that we had to catch up on. We just, we were away for a little bit. Now we're back. We caught up. And it was very good. I just want to take the time to thank our boy, Zach Boychuk, for hopping on. I mean, great guy, well-spoken guy, and I had a blast. Thanks for tuning in yet again to Eat 'Em Up. We'll see you next time.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.